Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I want to play this piece right now. It won't be all of it, but it counters Breitbart and the FBI informant Brandon Darby on record, this FBI-written article, saying that Harry Reid's not involved in anything, the Chinese aren't involved. It's all a big lie. We made it all up. Here is Paul Watson's piece up on Infowars.com that debunks that.
The federal government is so desperate to hide Harry Reid's role in connection with a Chinese land grab linked to the Clive and Bundy standoff in Nevada that not only has the BLM deleted a key document from its website proving this connection, but they've also censored any trace or history of the document ever appearing on the internet in the first place. On Friday night, less than 24 hours before the standoff between Clive and Bundy supporters and the Bureau of Land Management, InfoWars posted an article revealing Senator Harry Reid's link to the land grab, and it went on to become viral, attracting nearly 9,000 comments and being posted on the Drudge Report. The article revealed that one of the key reasons why the BLM wanted Clive and Bundy off the land and therefore began seizing his cattle was to clear it to make way for a solar energy project. As Reuters reported, Senator Harry Reid used his influence to push through a $5 billion deal for a Chinese energy company with close ties to the communist Chinese government, represented by Harry Reid's son, Rory Reid, who oversaw the sale of 9,000 acres of public land, which was valued at up to $38.6 million, and then sold to this Chinese energy firm, ENN, for just $4.5 million. And Senator Reid also used his influence to help see Neil Kornza, a former Reid advisor and confidant who was named as BLM's director just last week. And of course, hours after this scandal emerged, the BLM did indeed back down, at least for now, in the standoff against Bundy supporters there in Nevada. But of course, Reid came back just yesterday to assert that the ranch standoff, the BLM's siege against Clive and Bundy, was, quote, not over. And it's definitely not over for Reid, because he plays that key integral role in selling off that land to this communist Chinese government-linked energy company. He's got a dog in the fight, and he's not backing down. So why is the BLM and the federal government so desperate to hide Harry Reid's role in this land grab against Clive and Bundy? Well, to illustrate how desperate the BLM is to hide this connection, not only did they delete the document from their website, but as storm clouds gathering documents, they even deleted the cached page on Google, which now returns this error. And to be clear, deleted pages are not automatically removed from Google's cache within a few days. The site's owner has to directly and deliberately contact Google and request that that cached page be removed. So not only has the BLM deleted the document from their website, they've ensured that nobody can go back to the Google cache and retrieve it via that method, despite the fact that it's already plastered across 1,000 different websites, at least the screenshot of the document, thanks to...
The full document's everywhere.
But the fact that they would directly request that Google even delete the cached version of this page just shows how panicked they are about people discovering it and people being able to verify that it is in fact true that they're kicking Bundy off the land, stealing his cattle to make way for a Chinese energy company linked to the communist government to build a solar energy project on that land. They don't want the American people to know about this, because that would be a huge, monumental rallying point around the fact that the US government, the state of Nevada, Harry Reid, is siding with the communist Chinese in a land grab directed against the American people.
That's right. It's very emblematic.
And furthermore,
great job, Watson.
Not even
The full report is titled Feds Desperate to Hide Harry Reid Connection to Bundy Land Grab. It's up on Infowars.com, and it shows all the maps, all the proof. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3333. 663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Defend myself in the last hour because it's part of a larger frame up by MSNBC, Media Matters, CNN, Nightline, Southern Poverty Law Center to say that I'm calling for violence and that if there's terror attacks like Oklahoma City that we know was an inside job, it's my fault. And if they can do that to Alex Jones, they will demonize the entire real Patriot Liberty movement that is taking over the original Tea Party and that is taking over the Republican Party. We have a real shot here. So they want to say we're all racist, so minorities don't feel like they can be part of it. They want to say that we're terrorists, and they want to take the feds beating people up, pointing guns at folks, and creating free speech zones in southern Nevada, and project that onto the people that showed up armed. Project that onto them and claim they're terrorists that wanted to kill the feds. No, they exercised their Second Amendment as a check against the federal abuse where they said, we'll shoot you, basically, if you protest. We'll shoot you, we have video of this, if you come down by the property. This was North Korean style, Tiananmen Square style, classical authoritarianism. And it's got Harry Reid and the whole system scared, but you've got John Boehner, and you've got the vice president as well coming out, Joe Biden, in a whole bunch of leaked recordings and meetings with their donors saying, we're worried about the Tea Party. You have the Republican leadership giving more money, this has been in the news, in the last year, to defeat real libertarian, constitutional, John Birch Society style, whatever you want to call them, informed Americans, to beat them running in state and federal races and local races. You have a circling of the wagons by the Republican and Democratic parties to destroy a revolution, a peaceful restoration through the Republican Party to try to get some sanity in this country with the Fast and Furious and the Solyndra and the Benghazi and the open borders and the secret treaties. I mean, it's all happening. There's a race to the finish because the globalists are behind schedule and people are waking up. I called for people to not be violent. I called for calm at the Bundy situation. We had reporters there at the front of it. Obviously, there were some people there calling for violence. We were against them. And we have a clip from Monday of David Knight rebuking someone on air for that. Glenn Beck comes out and says, the Alex Jones group wants violence. We can't be with them. Why would he join MSNBC and the rest of them? Because he's scared, folks. And he doesn't want to be blamed when they stage the next terror attack. And we have a clip of Glenn Beck on Fox News saying they're going to stage a new Oklahoma City and, quote, blame me. Because they got two Democratic Party memos talking about Glenn Beck and Alex Jones saying, boy, a new terror attack would sure be good to discredit these people. They didn't say we'll do it. They said it would sure help. And then Shapiro, advising Obama in the Financial Times of London, said we need a new Oklahoma City or 9/11 to get done politically what we want. I mean, they're very public about this. So the issue here is that you can see what would you do if you were the globalist with their socialist movement of domestication when the libertarian, constitutional, true conservative movement's exploding. As people wake up, you would stage events. And I get it, Beck. You don't want to be blamed. We ought to find that clip. It's on YouTube. I know the guys have it. Rob Dew has it. It's Glenn Beck warns of false flag. And he said it on Fox clearer than anything. He said they're going to stage stuff and blame the Liberty Movement. Well, now he understands that that's probably going to happen. And so he's just saying, hey, the Tea Party's all bad. You know, basically, they're going to be behind the next thing. I don't care what you think. Out of fear. Okay, so this is going to happen. This was bound to happen. We need to be getting out there saying, A, we're not for offensive violence. B, we want to politically fix things. The sword is not as mighty as the pen. We are politically more and more winning. We need to all be very aggressive. But what's happening is a preemptive intimidation. If you get involved in the Tea Party, you're going to get blamed with the terror attack. No, if we don't grow the Liberty Movement now, they're going to stage the terror attack to blame us. And you see, I saw this, and then we're going to go to our guests for the rest of the hour. I saw this. I was watching this in 1995. I got on air in 95. I went down and got an access show because they were airing the Oklahoma City local news almost, you know, two nights later, almost in real time, every night on shows, showing the bombs being taken out, showing the witnesses that saw the FBI agents, the hotel receipts of the FBI agents the night before, seeing Jane Graham, who saw them planting the bombs, seeing the cops speak out and later killed, seeing General Parton show up and explain the explosives in the back of the building. I mean, I was like, oh, my gosh. And I'd read a lot of history, knew about false flags. They voted to disregard federal UN executive orders in 1995 in Oklahoma. They voted to just start basically doing what the Tea Party's doing today. And it had to be done, and the Deputy Attorney General, quote, ran the cover-up. That came out in Jesse Trinidad lawsuits in Salt Lake City. He was sent down to, quote, cover things up. And we've got his emails. He was even using emails in 95. You know, out to the FBI people, you need to, this is a, quote, D-Day level emergency. Get down there, clean this up. And we know what then happened. And I'm telling you, folks, they did that to blame us. And they'll do it again. These people are pathological in their criminality. I told you Fast and Furious was staged. CBS got the documents that said this will be used to restrict the Second Amendment. Of course it was. Benghazi was a false flag to give the weapons to Al-Qaeda. Look at how they openly fund Al-Qaeda now. Look at how all that's come out now. I want to caution the establishment. Don't stage the same old tricks you played 15, 20 years ago. It will not work now. We stopped your Syria takeover. We stopped your takeover to hand it over to Al-Qaeda in Egypt. We are stopping you on every front. True patriots know your blueprint. We know your criminal operation. We're the people. We're the people. We're the cops on the ground, because the cops won't do their job, so we're doing it. And we know your crimes. We know what you do. We know your signatures, and we're watching you. And when you stage stuff, we're there watching you. You're not going to get away with it this time. Now, the one man I wanted to get on is the editor of the New American Magazine, newamerican.com, or thenewamerican.com, that for 20 years that I've been reading them has been exposing the war on the West like no one else. War on the West, Why More Bundy Standoffs Are Coming, is his latest article. They document, and we'll put it on screen, the executive order by Bill Clinton back in 1996. You can go to the William F. Jasper Presidential Library and read 12,986. Kentucky legislature looked at it and said it's a U.N. takeover of the country, of the land, because to get the buffer zone, you've got to then sign the land around it to them. They've shut down gold mines, ski resorts, you name it with this, so that the land that the Aspen Institute and the Nature Conservancy and Sierra Club owns, that all doubles or triples in price. Or if he shuts off coal in Utah, that doubles the Chinese coal. See, this is the scams he did, and William F. Jasper exposed William Jefferson Clinton, and it's got to be hundreds of articles. So he is the expert on this. And what this form of Agenda 21 is, he's been to the conferences, he's been to the UN meetings, to understand what's happening and how real this is and why you see the Republicans coming out saying, Harry Reid's not involved, the Chinese aren't involved, there's no solar farm. Look, Alex is wrong, it's another part of the state. It's a carbon sink. If they're allowed to build that, they allotted the Bundy Ranch. This is in the BLM documents as the set-aside. That's what they do. That's UN, UNESCO executive order that Bill Clinton signed us onto. I mean, I'm an expert in this, folks. This is what I do. I made a film about it in 97 based on Jasper's research. And I went and checked it at the library, at the UT library. I went to the national parks. They threatened to arrest me on video for asking about the sign politely. That's their attitude. That's how imperious they are. Now, I'm going to give you the floor, sir. I wanted to do that preface there. We're going to break in a few minutes, but break down just in a nutshell what we're facing and why you say we're going to see more of this Bundy situation. I know you live out in the West yourself, William F. Jasper.
Yes, I grew up here in the West. Grew up in the Pacific Northwest. That's where I live now. Logging, ranching, farming, mining country. These are the natural resource industries that are the bedrock of every industrialized nation. You can't have what we have as a modern industrialized nation without those basic industries. You need energy. You need to be able to feed your people with farming and ranching. You need to be able to produce all of the things for building houses and construction and for all of the things that we use every day. We used to produce completely here in this country, and which now have been offshored to other countries. But for the last several decades, there has been a war on the West, and as we have pointed out many times, the federal footprint in the 12 Western states is gigantic, from over a third to over two-thirds of the land of each of the 12 Western states is owned and or controlled. An even larger amount of it is controlled by the federal government. You don't have that in the Midwest and the Eastern states. That isn't the way that our founding fathers intended for this to be. But that's not good enough for the federal bureaucrats, the one-worlders, the globalists, and their environmental activist phony friends. They want to take even more. And every president, Republican and Democrat, for the last several administrations, has increased millions of more acres for national parks, for endangered species, private lands, taking more and more private lands, adding millions to the already unsustainable inventory. Every year, the General Accounting Office issues reports showing all of the delinquent maintenance records for the national parks, for the BLM lands, national forest lands. They have, as typical with every government operation, they are destroying the environment, destroying our energy independence.
Stay there. I want to tie it into the UN executive orders and more, and this is happening all over the planet. It's one reason so many immigrants are coming here. They're being driven off their land under UNESCO. We'll be right back with William F. Jasper, editor of the New American Magazine. I'm Alex Jones.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
During the break, I was thinking, man, Alex, I wish you didn't always get so frantic on air. Then I realized, I mean, it's a UN takeover by special interests, not even to help the environment, but to steal property. And it's criminal, and I'm informed, and the public isn't, and I'm sick of it. We have a map that stopped the ratification of Agenda 21 by Congress that Dr. Coleman put together, Kaufman, and we'll put that on screen. This, according to the UN maps, is what they would end up, if you're a TV viewer, end up having as core reserves little to no human use, since about half the country. Yellow, highly regulated use. And then the green, well, you can have some use, less than 10% of the country. And this is what they do. This is how they act. William F. Jasper is our guest to discuss this. And, you know, the Republican leadership, William, won't ever touch this now because they're in on it. And, well, let's continue describing how it works, the names they use, the war on coal. Why do they want to shut down American resources?
Well, if America is strong and vibrant and prosperous, if we can produce here what we need, that makes us less susceptible to all of the schemes which they have cooked up for regulating every aspect of our lives. If we have our own energy here, if we have our own minerals and mines and things that we need to produce all of the things we use, then we won't be dependent on China, on Mexico, on Brazil, etc. That militates completely against what the central planners have in store for us. They want the United States to be brought low so that they, the central planners, will be able to dole out and ration everything. And here in the western states, that's why they are particularly keen on locking everything up and running off the land, the few remaining farmers, ranchers, producers, independent people that have property and can fend for themselves. We see, as I mentioned, the mining industry has been under attack, and this is a three-pronged attack. You have government, all these government agencies, the EPA, BLM, Forest Service, etc., Army Corps of Engineers. You have the big green environmental organizations, the Sierra Club, Audubon Environmental Defense Club, National Wildlife Federation, and then you have the big corporations and big foundations funding them. And so this is, Ron Arnold referred to this as the Iron Triangle. And, you know, we have many documents from, for instance, conferences where counsel, attorneys, and leaders of the environmental groups laid out their strategy, particularly, for instance, as it relates to the Bundy situation today here. Go clear back to 1991. In March 7 through March 10 of 1991, at the University of Oregon, in law school at Eugene, Oregon, the National Wildlife Federation held a three-day conference. And one of the people who gave a major presentation there was a man by the name of Roy Elicker. And Roy Elicker came right out and said in his presentation, look, cattle ranching is a tough business. These guys out there who are cattle ranchers, if we saddle them with enough regulations and we keep changing things often enough, we can force them to go broke. And that's what they've been trying to do. They had a...
That's what Obama said about coal. He said, you can build a plant, we'll just raise the tax where you go broke.
And we have similar seminars and symposia where they laid out the same strategy for timber, logging, for...
And you've written articles exposing this truly criminal conspiracy where they say it openly, and look, beef's all-time high. Everyone I know is getting out of the cattle business, including my family, because you cannot make money. Mission complete.
Right. If you settle them with enough regulations and litigation, and that was very clear, Roy Elicker in the National Wildlife Federation said, look, we have time up the litigation. We'll drive them into bankruptcy. And that's what the plan has been. And in dealing with this current issue of the Bundy situation, I've referred a lot to the Wayne Hage case because we've covered that extensively over the last three decades. And it's really a model case both in exposing this strategy because it's now come out in court. Judge Jones came out.
Stay there. Tell us about that case and some of the others when we come back. I've seen cases where people own the land, but it's inside a national park, or BLM, and they just block the roads. And I know you've covered those cases. I mean, this is piratical seizure. We're being conquered by the globalists. We'll be back with William F. Jasper.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage. For your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing though I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action and reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
President Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me at this moment.
Take a hold of this bomb and break it if you have to.
We will come out of hell so fast. We are not as personal as we are defending and we agree. Let's try our best.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where some ship goes down and you be used for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between,
banks that we all hated, the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The globalists are creating a planetary system of crises to pose as the saviors and bring in total social engineering. William F. Jasper is our guest. I want to pick his brain about some of the political things happening with the Bundys, where he thinks Obama's going, how he sums up the mindset and belief system of the globalist. It's really a neo-feudalistic system of eugenics merged with transhumanism from my deep research. But it doesn't even take deep research. It's across the board, but I want to see if he's got a deeper view on that, because he is a serious intellectual in the deeper research of these people and a trailblazer exposing things. I just want new listeners to know that. I'm going to go to him in just a moment to get into some of the other abuses of people as archetypal examples of what's going on in the West, because they just phrase this like, oh, this guy ought to pay grazing fees. The power to tax, the power to destroy. They can raise them to any point. It's like your property tax. Grazing fees, property taxes didn't exist before. But we're going to go back to him in a moment. I didn't plug anything last hour. That's because I get so impassioned. I even skip radio breaks. And then we've got to pay for those because I get so impassioned. It is essential to fund this operation. And we have the very best products on top of it. Things that I use, things that I've developed, things I believe in, the best books, the best videos, the best information, the best T-shirts to meet like-minded people and spread the message of liberty. Made in America, madein1776.com, Made in America Apparel at InfoWarsStore.com, George Washington Belt Buckles. All of it helps fund the operation. 1776 Golf Shirts. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. I talked to Weldon in the back. We have enough of the Pro-1, Pro-2 as well. Systems that cut out the glyphosates, the fluoride, everything. It's the best gravity-fed filter out there. We already have the lowest price on these with the Traveler unit, the stainless steel. Normally, we have 10% off with promo code WATER. Right now, with promo code WATER, you get 25% off at checkout. And we've got a bunch of discounts, too, on the entire family of ProPure. And then they just corrected me. All the other stuff is promo code WATER to get 10% off. It's just, period, 25% off on the Pro 1. I said it was over Tuesday. It's now Wednesday. I'm extending it to Friday, and then it's gone. Because we have enough supply, maybe. In fact, it may be gone Thursday. But your purchase makes the broadcast possible. Plus, you need one of these systems. It, hands down, annihilates the other gravity-fed filters out there. We would carry them if they were anywhere as close. Because in free market, you want to carry the widest selection. But when something's so much better and the same price or less, I only sell that. And we also sell the live straw and some other systems, but they're in a different family of products. They just make it safe to drink. They don't cut everything out. This does. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. That's how we fund the reporters. It's how we fund it all. We're not state-run. We don't get money like NPR, MSNBC, or Media Matters from George Soros. We, you know, with bailout money he got from the government. We, or Warren Buffett paying for media propaganda when he's the biggest recipient of the bailout. We get it through free market, free association. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And when you purchase the products, you get high-quality products, but it really is like a donation to liberty because we are listener-supported. And, you know, if some folks don't like my style being bombastic and angry, some people love it. I'm the most popular in all the metrics out there. Doesn't matter. Some folks don't like me. We got David Knight. We got Jakari Jackson. We got Leanne McAdoo. We got John Bound. We've got Darren McBreen. We've got Kurt Nemo, Don Salazar, Kit Daniels. and all the great editing people like Rob Jacobson and Anthony Gucciardi and Mikhail Thalen and the great crew in there running things. I mean, we're just here to fight for freedom. We bring you these great guests. Okay, I'm going to give you the floor for about 5 minutes, sir, to get into some of the cases you were going to cover. I know those folks wrote a book. He died recently. The incredible harassment, the arrogance. When I went to multiple national parks, like the Grand Canyon in 97, I'm sure you've seen the film because you're sourced in it, America Destroyed by Design, they would literally run up and I'd say, hi, can I talk to the park ranger, your information person, about the UN sign and what that treaty means with the buffer zones? And they would come out and threaten to arrest me. I mean, it's like people show up with a sign, don't take Bundy land. Get back, I'm going to shoot you. Oh my gosh, free speech, I'm going to kill you. You know, it's they've gotten a bunch of whacked out people to work for these folks. Break that down, William F. Jasper.
Well, Alex, it's very large. It's all over the country. I've focused on the West, but of course, that's where the federal footprint is the biggest by far. Where we have in my home state of Idaho, over 50% of the land. In Nevada, it's around, I think, 69% up in, or 87%. Up in Alaska, 69%. So, this is happening all across the country. Some of the earliest stories that we did on this, which demonstrate that this is has everyone targeted, dealt with cases such as O.C. Mills and his family down in Florida, Pensacola. This was almost, 25 years ago, close to 30 years ago. And the EPA came after him for cleaning up a piece of land that he bought that was covered with old cans and tires and wheels and junk. He cleared it off and put some fill dirt on it. They threw him in jail for almost 2 years, 21 months, sent him to prison for violating a wetland. And it turned out afterwards, and this is what's so important, because during the course of a trial, the victims, the people that are treated as criminals, are dragged through the mud. They are treated as eco-villains who have destroyed Mother Nature, etc. And if not for the beneficent impact of the EPA coming in to save them, they would be destroying the earth. He cleaned up an eyesore and an environmental disaster zone, made it into a nice piece of land. They threw him in prison for it. Afterwards, years afterwards, the jurors came forward and said, hey, the jury foreman intimidated us, lied to us. His son, he was an interested party in the case. His son worked for the Department of Environmental Resources, was involved in the case, and the jury foreman had poisoned the case against O.C. Mills and his family. And the judge had carried out misconduct in the case, and the EPA was later proven to be wrong. The ditch that he filled in wasn't a wetland. They later admitted that. So what happens is, though, years later, he's destroyed financially. Many times the victims are totally morally destroyed, and the reputation has been destroyed. And they've done the same thing to many others. One of the other cases we covered was William Ellen in the state of New York, upstate New York. He was hired to build a wetland by a wealthy developer. He went through all, he wanted to have a place for ducks and geese and waterfowl and whatnot. So he built a 200 acre little lake there, had all the permits from the state, from the feds. After they got it going, the environmentalists decided they wanted to put the kibosh on that. They got the EPA to come after him. He was sent to jail for building a wetland.
Remember the grandfather in New York that killed the rat in the tomato patch with his granddaughter? He got arrested. The point is, with the green police, the mayor of San Francisco said the Audi commercial is really what we're going to do. We're going to start arresting you. A San Francisco firm made the ad. This is propaganda. Now, I had said it was propaganda a month before He said in the news, no, we're going to come arrest you for your hot tub. We're going to arrest you for your wood-burning stove. People were laughing at me until he came out and said, no, no, this is pre-programming. This
if
is.
If you put a piece of paper in the aluminum-only recycling bin, if you put some green waste in another recycling bin, pretty soon, you know, in these places, you're going to have 50 different recycling.
But GMO's bins. Okay. Everything's fine. So expanding on this, you were getting into another Western case. They want to throw everybody in prison. This is the new tyranny.
The big one, of course, because of the documentation and because of the really heroic effort that was put into it by the Hage family. Wayne Hage, a rancher in Nevada, just up north of the Bundy family. They're friends of the Bundys. I had a large ranch, over 700,000 acres up there. Up in the arid west, you need large range land in order to run cattle. So he had his own fee simple land, and like many of these ranchers, then they have allotments. Many of these are actually deeded allotments. That is, they have purchased land, which is now called public land, or they have purchased the grazing rights on those lands, and these are actual property rights. And he was targeted by the National Park Service, by the U.S. Forest Service, and by the BLM. And what's so important here is that Wayne, who is a good friend of mine, and he married Helen Chenoweth, became Helen Chenoweth Hage, the congresswoman from Idaho, who was a stalwart champion for property rights and for all of the battles that we were fighting here in the West. They together took on the federal government and over the course of many years fought the good fight in the courts, fought it in the public arena, and they kept their cool. And this is very important for the current case here. Wayne Hage had worked previously before going back into ranching. He had worked for the Forest Service. He knew some of the people there in the Forest Service and how they would try to provoke property owners into taking a stand, which they could then use, bring criminal charges against them. And so he knew when they sent armed thugs to take his cattle that they were violating the law. He knew they were trying to provoke him, and many of his cowhands wanted to respond.
And by the way, I'm going to let you finish, but that's exactly what Judge Napolitano said on Fox, is that the feds could only put a lien on the property that he owns outright, and wait, they were not supposed to take his cattle, and what they did would have probably gotten an injunction on it.
Yes.
Go ahead. Sorry.
What he did was they came out there. They had all their guns out there. He went out there with a camera, started taking their pictures and saying, smile, guys, I'm recording all this. Got it on camera, just like you do, like we do at these events. And this is important because they want to goad you into action, which they can then use to prosecute you both in the courts and prosecute you in the court of public opinion.
But in fairness to the Bundys, they didn't have guns out, and then they would taser people with protest signs and beat them up, trying again to get people stirred up. But this time they backed off when folks showed up the next time.
Yes, well, and here's the key thing. There were enough people, enough witnesses, and there were enough media, alternate media and the local media that showed up, television, radio, etc., that all of a sudden there were too many witnesses. They couldn't get away with this. So I believe they're backing off, but they're getting ready to come back again at the moment they choose, and not only against the Bundys. The Bundys are critical because, as we've said, he's the last man standing there. In Wayne Hage's case, the feds came in and actually rustled his cattle, took his cattle. But you know what? As his daughter, Ramona Hage Morrison, who is on the Nevada Agriculture Board and the Nevada Brand Commission pointed out, look, even the feds cannot just take cattle, transport them to a cattle yard and sell them. By law, state law, all the cattle have to go through a brand inspection. Out on the range, you have different herds mixing, and we also have the problem of cattle rustlers. So
this is incredibly established law.
Right. So you have to go, and the feds have to abide by that law too. So they took them, tried to find somebody who would, sell them. None of the auction yards would sell them. They say, no, you don't have a bill of sale. You don't have a brand inspection. We aren't going to do it.
Well, that's so what everybody's sick of. The feds don't follow any law. They're run by a bunch of NGOs and George Soros in their own documents saying we're taking over. We're going to bankrupt everybody. It's time they start getting prosecuted for a conspiracy.
Absolutely. So what they did, they sold his cattle illegally. It was a criminal act. If you or I or anyone else had done that, you'd go to prison for that. In the old days, you'd be hung for it. But the feds went ahead and violated the laws. They've done on so many of these other things here. And that's why Judge Jones was, he's a senior judge for the federal court, District Court of Nevada. And his, really blistering attack on the BLM, the Forest Service, National Park Service. He said it was a conspiracy. This was last year. He came out with his 100-page ruling. He said this is an ongoing, multi-decade conspiracy against the Hages to deprive them of their property, to destroy.
See, I didn't even know that there was a ruling saying it's a conspiracy. But, I mean, this is a conspiracy.
Yes, and he used that term. He said this is a conspiracy.
It is. Stay there. We're going to come right back. Criminal conspiracy. I'm sick.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The New American Newsweek.com, incredible online magazine. They also have the hard copy. You can buy them in bulk at cost, just like we sell InfoWars magazine at cost to get it out to people. And back before the internet, folks, these were the magazines going around, and everything in them was true. In fact, they were always so conservative that they would, you know, hold back. Is the only charge I have against them is that you know, they're very stickler about getting stuff just right, not going overboard. But when the globalists are going overboard on you, it sounds overboard to say everything they're doing, because tyranny is overboard. And where there is a spirit of liberty, there's freedom. I mean, that's really elementary. He's going to be with us 15 minutes the next hour. I want to get into larger political issues with him, get his take at the 8 after about what makes the New World Order tick and how things are going for them. But finishing up in this short segment, William F. Jasper, if you just joined us, I'm your host, Alex Jones, here on this Wednesday Worldwide Edition. In this court ruling you were just reading from in Nevada about the same, you know, BLM and groups, the Judge Jones called it a criminal conspiracy. I didn't know that. Then what do we do when we're faced with corrupt, armed zealots? A lot of these BLM people and others are environmental cultists. They don't care about real environmental crises. They care about being anti-human. Just in Big Bend last year, I've had to talk to BLM people twice. They were so rude. I began seeking them out and talking to them, and they would bow up. And not just to me, but to others. I mean, I'm not saying they're all like this, but what's wrong with these people?
Well, you know, we're going to see more and more of that, because that these agencies specifically recruit people like that. They want people who will be unthinking, Gestapo-type folks. And for all of you Forest Service, BLM people who feel you don't fit that mold out there, and I know there are many. I know many of them myself. However, even those who are in the agencies will admit, I've known them all my lives, they'll say, yes, we have a lot of those types here in the agencies. And those are the ones that are increasingly being found throughout there. When you have a growing police state, you need people who are going to implement it. And people with conscience, people who really take the Constitution seriously are not going to fit in there. But what is so important is that Judge Jones, in the ruling I was talking about there, he said that the managers, the top people of the BLM, Forest Service, National Park Service, were engaged in fraud, in witness tampering, in a number of other things, that mail fraud. These are all very serious imprisonable offenses. And he went further and he said that he wanted these people removed from his jurisdiction. And he went further and said he wanted the Attorney General, the Justice Department, to initiate prosecution against them. Has the Justice Department, has Eric Holder initiated any kind of prosecution of these folks? No. Has Harry Reid called for any kind of prosecution of these folks? No. So it shows that when we have today the Bundys being framed as the criminals, and the way the major media is portraying it is that these Bundys are terrible scofflaws. They're welfare ranchers who refuse to pay their allotment fees. And that's the way the environmental lobby is playing. And that's the way Harry Reid is playing it, that those who came to support them are the scofflaws. Those that came to support them are a threat to American security. No, it is far worse when elected officials and appointed officials use the color of law and use the power of their office to...
Yeah, it has a name. It's called tyranny. Stay there. Stay with us, folks. Third hour coming up.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging.